This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More demonstrations against racism and police violence are expected around the state today. And there were large crowds yesterday, including in downtown Denver. Here's CPR's Haley Sanchez.
The scene is really, really peaceful. There's a beautiful memorial set up and people are dropping off flowers to honor George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Earlier, outside the Capitol steps, there was a brass band playing and singing and dancing. It was a lot like a celebration. People of all ages are here. I'm seeing tons and tons of young people, but there's also families out here with their children. And people are starting to talk about how they can move forward, what this is going to look like when these protests end, and how they can keep this momentum going.
That's CPR's Haley Sanchez. And Denver police appear to be abiding by a court order that restricts their use of tear gas and pepper spray to control protesters. Under the order, officers can only use chemical weapons and projectiles against peaceful demonstrators with the approval of a lieutenant on site. Amy Schneider is one of the plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit.
Doing something about the police brutality during the protests felt like the first step to doing something about police brutality in general.
Saturday was the first full night with the order in effect. Demonstrators surrounded a police station but dispersed peacefully with no action from officers. On an earlier night, police used tear gas in a similar situation. And Arapahoe Ski Area will close for the season today due to lack of snow. It closed on July 4th last year. This is CPR.